It is time for us to bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Great?
Sure. I'm alive.
That's
feet are on the ground.
That's right. All right. So now, I don't have anything for sports because when I came in this morning, for some reason, my computer is running all of yesterday's events, so I've been busy correcting that. So I do know that Tampa Bay won the AL East crown.
Oh, we're going baseball?
Why not at first? Why not first?
Well, yeah, they won. I mean, the Yankees are playing better, but now they're like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One day they come out and they play good, the next day they come out and they get cracked. Last night they lost 14-1, so Tampa Bay played the Mets, and it was close for a little while, and then Tampa Bay pulled away, and they beat the Mets up 8-5. So Tampa Bay won the East, but that doesn't really mean a lot because it's a 1-8 seeding. So I think they're still the number one seed because, like I said yesterday, the White Sox, they're just finding ways to lose now. They lost another game in the last at-bat yesterday, giving up another home run. They lost 3-2. So I think Tampa Bay is going to probably be locked in the number one spot, and then the number two spot's going to be up for grabs between the Twins, the White Sox, and even Cleveland now because Cleveland's playing pretty good. They're getting timely hits and winning games, and the White Sox are fading fast.
All right. The one story I did know is Gale Sayers passed away yesterday at the age of 77.
Yeah, that's not too old.
No, but, you know, he had dementia and everything, and I think they're going to trace that back, of course, because he played in that era where football helmets were just basically plastic against your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think once they look at it, they're going to find out the same thing happened because just about every great player, it seems, from that era who was physical somehow always winds up with this type of ending.
It's just about everybody that played.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you think about running backs, I always compare Barry Sanders to Gale Sayers. They just moved fluid. You know, didn't look like they had great speed, but they did. They could move left. They could
Gale Sayers was fast.
Yeah, I mean, and you didn't realize
he ran track for Kansas, I think.
Yeah, but they were sneaky fast on the football field, unlike Bob Hayes, who was just playing fast. These guys were sneaky fast because they also could move left and right and stuff.
And
like
the difference
that.
Was Bob Hayes was a track guy that was fast that played football. And Sayers and Sanders were football guys that were fast and ran track. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Bob Hayes was like Ronaldo Nehemiah. He was a track guy that played football. These other guys were football players.
Well, it's sorry to see him go because he was just an incredible part of.
And just to think, he still wound up with his head injury, right?
Yeah.
His career got cut very short.
Yeah.
Because of knee injuries. So he didn't play that long and wound up with it.
Yeah, so just a matter. Yeah, you're right. So Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo are together again at that football team in the sky. What other sports do we have this morning? Oh, how about
Tampa Bay smacked Dallas last night.
I was going to say. I was just going to say that 5-2.
They finally got their best player back, who's been out for the whole playoff. Stamkos made a big difference, and Tampa Bay looked real, real good last night. I think this is a must-win right now for Dallas. Remember we were saying waiting yesterday we had to wait till Game 3?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to wait till Game 3. If Tampa Bay wins the next game, this series is pretty much done.
Well, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, they play Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, so you might see a Stanley Cup be given out Saturday night.
Wow. Well, at least it'll end one sport.
Yeah, basketball will go on probably till Christmas.
And then hockey, when does hockey start up again now?
I don't think they're starting until Christmas time.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know. I'm assuming that's going to be another shortened season unless they want to play to August again. Because I don't think they're going to play 82 games starting near the end of this year or beginning of next year. I don't think it'll be 82 games, probably like 60.
All right. So now we can, I guess, go take a look at the football game for tonight, huh?
Oh, there's football tonight?
Yes, there should be.
Wait a minute. I got to go check the litter box then.
Yeah, the 24th. Yeah, today. And it's the Dolphins are taking on the Jaguars.
Well, there's a real barn burner for you.
The Dolphins.
I can't even bet on how many good-looking women are in the stands because there's nobody in the stands.
Are taking on the Jaguars. I'm just going to take.
I'll take whoever you don't.
Okay, I'm going to take the Dolphins. What the heck?
You're taking the Dolphins?
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking the Jaguars.
All right.
Man, both of these teams, they might not have 5 wins between them this year.
It would almost be like having to watch the Jets versus the Giants.
I will not be watching this, that's for sure. I'll find something else to watch. Maybe there's replays of Family Guy.
I'll be sleeping is what I'll be doing. I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I hit the rack early again last night.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I mean, if you can't find something you want to watch that's a movie or anything like that or sports, you can't watch TV.
Hockey game was over. I reveled in my glee of the Yankees getting destroyed, so that was done, and there was nothing else to do. Didn't want to watch the news. That's just too depressing every day.
Well, that's the whole thing. You stay away from it because, you know, if you don't stay away from it, you end up screaming at the TV.
It's funny how you could probably watch the news on 3 different channels, and the same event will be covered 3 different ways.
That's exactly right.
3 different opinions will be given out. No news is talked about.
No, it's absolutely true. And then there'll be they'll bring out a bunch of experts to discuss their point of view.
An expert that says, well, I don't know, but.
But this is my opinion.
Yeah, right. I'm an expert.
So I'm taking a look at your pick for the internet. Of course, you can always get one of Mike's picks Wednesday through Sunday at Robin Hood Radio, dailybugle.com. And so you've got a pick up there for today. Anything for the radio audience this morning?
No. Go to the website.
Go to the website. There you go.
If you go to the website, you're going to read some interesting things about these. I actually give you 2 horses today because we got knocked out yesterday because I didn't get the form in time, so I gave you 2 today. And there's a tie between the 2, but you got to go online and look at it.
All right. Now, there's 2 ways you can go online and look at it. After I finish speaking with Mike, we record this, of course, and then I put it up in podcast form in about 10 or 15 minutes. So you can either go to robinhoodradio.com when today's edition is up and click on Mike Kazi at Large with Sports, or you can just go right now to robinhoodradiodailybugle.com, click on Kazi's Corner, and the pick is right there. So
I'll tell you what. There's a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old I picked today. The 2-year-old is a half-grandson of the mare of both horses. How about that? How about that?
That sounds like a country western song.
Oh, yeah. My uncle was my mother before she was my father. Something like that, right? But this is legit. This is absolutely legit.
All right. Well, we'll take it on the internet there, Mike, and we'll check with you mañana.
You got it.
Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.